This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon, I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. After 2 days of extreme heat, the National Weather Service says Chicago is getting some relief. Meteorologist Casey Sullivan says thunderstorms this afternoon have the potential to bring damaging winds and heavy downpours. We've already seen a severe thunderstorm warning this afternoon. And Sullivan says storms will significantly cool the air.
For the Chicago metro area, it looks like once this activity ends, the rest of tonight should be dry. There'll probably still be showers and thunderstorms ongoing overnight into Friday morning south of Interstate 80.
Sullivan says these storms will be brief. The last of the heavier rain-wielding clouds will shift east after 7 o'clock tonight, and the heat advisory should end at 10. A federal judge is imposing prison time on a political fixer for convicted former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan. My colleague Dave McKinney reports former ComEd lobbyist Michael McLean has been described as Madigan's henchman and bagman. And now the 77-year-old McLean is getting 2 years behind bars for what Judge Manish Shah called his criminal alliance with Madigan. To advance company legislation, McLean, along with other things, helped put Madigan's best political workers in sham, no-work consulting jobs for the utility, and those jobs paid hundreds of thousands of dollars. Shaw cited a government wiretap where McLean ridiculed utilities that bristled at such requests for favors with a two-syllable expletive that begins with dumb. A man whom Shaw called Madigan's political fixer is set to report to prison this fall. Some asylum seekers in Chicago are considering President Trump's new self-deportation program amid an increase in arrests and deportations. Advocates are concerned. My colleague Adriana Cardona-McGeegod reports the president has retooled a program that was used under the Biden administration to allow migrants into the country, and it's now being used to get immigrants to leave. The program is promising travel assistance and $1,000 once people arrive in their homeland. Muzaffar Chisti with the Migration Policy Institute says people should consult a lawyer before they enroll.
One should be concerned about this program, you know, even without knowing anything about it. And I think the separation of families is quite possible that will happen.
The Trump administration claims tens of thousands of people have used the app to self-deport, but it did not provide an actual count. And Wrigley Field will host the 2027 Major League Baseball All-Star Game. This is the first time Wrigley has hosted an All-Star Game since 1990. Crane Chicago reporting MLB executives will be in Chicago on August 1st to make the official announcement. All-Star events are also being planned citywide, including a possible fan fest at Navy Pier. Major League Baseball says they could fill between 4,000 and 5,000 downtown hotel rooms, similar in scope to a major convention. You're listening to The Rundown. The beginning of the school year is just weeks away, but Chicago Public Schools are staring down a massive budget deficit. The district is grappling with a budget shortfall of $734 million. My colleague Sarah Karp talked about it with anchor Mary Dixon.
So the budget problems at CPS are sort of a perfect storm, it seems. How did we get here?
So it started way, way long ago. There's been decades of disinvestment in Chicago public schools. And in fact, across the state is for a long time has provided one of the lowest levels of funding for education among states across the country. But in 2019, the state started giving CPS and all school districts more money, and CPS used that money to start hiring more staff. So the school district has long been very understaffed compared to what most experts say is needed. And then in 2020, we started getting federal COVID relief money, and Chicago Public Schools got nearly $3 billion in federal COVID relief money. And so CPS continued using that money to hire people. Almost 7,000 more staff are on the books now than were, you know, just right before the pandemic.
Now they've got pension, they've got debt, they have uncertainty in federal funding under the Trump administration. What are they doing now to address this?
So they did lay off some staff, some central office staff earlier this summer and some crossing guards. They also did a round of like scrutinizing contracts and trying to sort of trim at the edges. But according to their budget director, that's just all low-hanging fruit. And now they still have about $560 million that they do not know where they're going to either find revenue or savings.
So what can district leaders do?
They're talking about a whole bunch of things. I mean, one big thing is that some of the board members are calling on the state to come back into session and to try to find some more money for schools, not just in Chicago, but across the board. But also, you know, they're looking at other things such as borrowing, which is a very controversial thing. But at the same time, a lot of them say that they do not want to cut. So they're trying to figure out some way to do that without.
So you referred to the state of Illinois, which has its own money issues. What's the likelihood of the General Assembly coming back into special session just for CPS?
So far, I have not heard much willingness. Pritzker's office said that they would like to give more money to schools, but they don't know where they're going to find it. As you might know, the state has its own budget problems. The Speaker of the House and the President of the Senate both say that they're not ready to call a special session, but they all sympathize with where CPS is.
And you mentioned borrowing. I mean, are they considering that seriously?
Yes, they definitely are. It's probably the number one option on the table. I talked to the school board president the other day, and he basically said, you know, he knows that the borrowing is wrought. Interest rates are high. CPS already has a huge debt, but the cost of cutting huge numbers of staff is also very big.
And what is the financial picture looking like after this year?
It's not good. This $734 million deficit this year, next year, they say it could be almost $1 billion and even more as years go on. That's because the pension payments will grow, the debt payments will grow, and also salaries always, you know, go up with inflation and raises and things like that. So there's a lot of things that CPS is facing. And that's not even to mention that the federal government is, you know, investigating CPS, threatening to freeze money. There's other federal lines that are of revenue that are in danger under the Trump administration. So there's a lot of threats out there for Chicago Public Schools.
WBEZ education reporter Sarah Karp, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
Weather, we do have a heat advisory in effect until 10 o'clock tonight. It's partly sunny, uncomfortably hot and humid, and strong storms are moving through the Chicago area. Highs in the mid-90s. The heat index bumping up toward 110 today. Tonight, cloudy with a good chance for showers and thunderstorms and a low in the mid-70s. And Friday, partly sunny, warm and humid, a little less uncomfortable with highs in the mid-80s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labus. Thank you for listening.